It's an 11-3 win for the Apple Sox as they take the first game of a three-game set against the Kelowna Falcons. Cade Benavidez, the hero, as he plated 5 runs for Wenatchee, including a 3-run homer in the 8th inning. Sox got off to a hot start, and they sustained it the rest of the way. 4 runs in the bottom of the first, 2 in the second, and they pretty much put it in cruise control from there. Let's go through the scoring of this one. The Apple Sox got it started nice and early. Cam Hoyland had a scoreless top of the first, stranding 2 men on the base paths after a pair of 2-out singles. And Wenatchee would make the sweets pay. 4 runs in the bottom of the first inning. Bases loaded, hit by pitch, allowed for Cade Benavidez to reach first base and drive in a run. Antonio Gianni had the big blow of the inning with a 2-RBI double to make it 3-0 Apple Sox. The 2-2 pitch is swung on and hit toward the shortstop, Manouf, but just past his glove. It's a base hit for Gianni. Hartman scores. Castagnola right behind him. Gianni into second with a 2-RBI double. And it's 3-0 Wenatchee in the bottom of the first inning. Luca Boscarino followed up with a ground out to short to plate Benavidez, and Wenatchee raced out to a 4-0 advantage. They would hold that going into the bottom of the second thanks to a clean top of the second from Cam Hoyland, who struck out a pair in a 1-2-3 inning, capping it with back-to-back punchouts. Cam Hoyland ready to go. The 2-ball, 2-strike offering coming. And the lefty deals. Pitch that swung on a miss for strike 3. Second punch out of the night. And there are 2 down for Cam Hoyland and the Apple Sox in the second. The 3-2 pitch. There's strike 3 on the inside corner. Walton is rung up as there's back-to-back strikeouts to end the top of the second. In the bottom of the second, Wenatchee got it started early. Back-to-back walks to Elijah Pelayo and Roberto Gonzalez would chase the starter Kyle Skritzky from the game, departing after an inning with 4 walks, 2 hit-by-pitches, 1 hit allowed, and no strikeouts. Wenatchee would make him pay. Aiden Doherty and Cade Benavidez both lifting sacrifice flies in the inning to make it 6-0 Apple Sox after 2 frames. Ratty's first pitch is served out towards center field off the bat of Doherty. Salazar makes the grab over his shoulder. Gonzalez tags from second and goes to third, and Pelayo tags from third and scores. It's now 5-0 Apple Sox here in the second. The right-hander Ratty fires the 2-1 that is swung on and dumped towards shallow left center. It will be caught. A sliding grab by Salazar. Gonzalez tags and scores from third. Hartman thought about it. He stays put at second. Wenatchee adds another one. It's 6-0 in the second. In the third inning, another strikeout for Hoyland. His 4th and final one of the night was a punctuation mark on his 3rd scoreless inning of work. Hoyland comes home and delivers strike 3 on the outside edge. Smink again thought it was a walk, but instead he'll trot back to the dugout as the 2nd out of the 3rd inning. 4th punch out of the ball game for Cam Hoyland. And then the Apple Sox in the bottom of that inning would add another run, striking for 3 straight frames. Hit by pitch and then a fielder's choice to get the out at 2nd, and a throwing error put Hunter Freeburg at 2nd. Elijah Pelayo singled, and then Gonzalez put down a suicide squeeze bunt first base side to bring home Freeburg. Roberto Gonzalez already with his 3rd plate appearance of the night. This is the 3rd inning. He has been hit by a pitch and walked and scored both times. He shows bunt, puts it down first base side. Ratty gloves. His only play is to 1st. He'll flip it there. Freeburg comes in to score from 3rd. And the Apple Sox strike for a 3rd consecutive frame, making it 7-0 on the suicide squeeze. So it was 7-0 Apple Sox, and from that point on, kind of able to put it in cruise control. Hoyland induced a 1-2-3 inning in the 4th on 3 straight ground balls to Elijah Belial, the shortstop. He would help retire the side. And then the Falcons would chip away late in the game, but not before the Apple Sox got another run in the 6th inning. Leadoff double by Gonzalez, a single by Max Hartman put him over at 3rd. Aiden Doherty hit into a double play. And then the Falcons responded. 1 run in the 7th on 3 consecutive base hits with 2 outs in the frame. They added 2 more in the 8th. Again, it was the 2-out base hits. RBI singles by Matthew Pena and Miles Walton, cutting it just a little bit closer to make it an 8-3 ball game. But Cade Benavidez got all 3 of those runs back on 1 swing of the bat in the bottom of the 8th inning. Castagnola at 1st. Doherty at 2nd. First pitch swinging, Cade Benavidez launches this to right field. Get out of town! It's a Benavidez big fly! A 3-run homer to add to the Apple Sox lead. It's 11-3 in the 8th inning. A 3-run shot after Aiden Doherty singled with 1 out, and then James Castagnola drew a walk. And that would be the exclamation mark on the Apple Sox victory. Joey Pearson, who came on in the eighth inning, retired the side in order with three punch outs in the ninth inning to lock up the Apple Sox win. The 2-2 is swung on a miss for strike three. First out of the ninth inning as Pearson punches out Smeek. Next one swung on a miss for strike three. Two punch outs in a row for Joey Pearson as we start this ninth inning. And now the Kelowna Falcons down to their final out tonight. The payoff pitch. Breaking ball in there for called strike three. Joey Pearson punches out the side in a 1-2-3 ninth inning. And the Apple Sox pick up an 11-3 victory against the Kelowna Falcons. Your favorite night of the summer is coming up soon. Join the Apple Sox at Paul Thomas Senior Stadium for Fireworks Night on July 3rd against the Victoria Harbor Cats. Cheer on the Sox for this playoff rematch July 2nd through 4th, and then stick around after the middle game to watch the fireworks light up the sky. Lock in your tickets now for the best night of summer at applesox.com/schedule. Wenatchee Apple Sox Baseball, celebrating summer one inning at a time. Joining us after the Apple Sox win of an 8-run deficit. Felt really nice after some close games, some tough losses recently. An 11-3 win, though. It's Cam Hoyland, and he was a big part of this win thanks to his work early on. Four innings of work, no runs allowed, three hits, no walks, and four strikeouts. And Cam, I said it when he got up here, felt just like last season in a lot of ways. Some of those efficient outings, really limiting those free passes and racking up the strikeouts. Had to feel good to be back here.
Oh, it felt great. Yeah, I was happy to be back in this environment. And being able to play with a stellar defense behind me, shout out Elijah Paleo. I mean, the fourth inning, he locked it down for me, got all three outs. So having that trust in your catcher and your defense is pretty awesome, and it frees you up definitely and just allows me to go out there and compete.
How nice was that to have him behind you? We talked about it a moment ago. You know, last summer, Izzy Lopez was out there making great plays defensively. Now it's Paleo doing it. How handy is that at this ballpark in general, where you know the infield is not exactly forgiving?
Oh, it's huge, especially when you know a ball. When you get a ground ball and you're like, oh, it's great, I got a ground ball, but it could take a wicked hop. And knowing you have guys out there that can knock the ball down and get it to first in time is a huge weight off your shoulders.
How nice was this for you to kind of get some extended work? We've seen you a few times this spring. It was only just three outings with Cal Poly, though, but getting back into work here and kind of getting slowly stretched out a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was awesome. I love it. The competition aspect of it, there's nothing like being on the mound. It's a great feeling, and I'm happy to be back and doing it with the Apple Sox again.
Heading into this one here, you knew you were going to get a start this week. You got a chance in the field yesterday. What's that like? I think so many people wonder what it's going to be like two-way. I know that was a big reason why you chose Cal Poly, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Getting the opportunity to two-way and continuing to do it here has been awesome. And it's fun because it's completely different how your mindset works on the mound and in the plate. It's like when you're on the mound, you're leading the dance, and when you're in the plate or in the box, you're still reacting to them. But you can still have your sway in it, but it's good because I'm able to learn how a pitcher thinks and how a hitter thinks, and I'm able to create a strategy based off that and have approaches towards hitters, towards pitchers, and really develop games that way.
I'd be remiss if I didn't talk about your first day at the plate on Sunday against Walla Walla. Four walks in that one, and it was so clear that you knew what the zone was immediately. You just said a moment ago about how being a hitter helps you sometimes as a pitcher and vice versa. It's got to be nice, especially on a day like this where you start, you know this umpire is going to be probably back behind home plate 2 days from now. So if you're in the lineup, you pretty much know what he's going to be calling, don't
mm-hmm.
you?
Absolutely, yeah. And it also depends on where the catcher's set up. There was a few that got inside, but the catcher set up outside, so we weren't able to get those calls. But that's just baseball, you know. Nobody's perfect, and that's a big thing. Yesterday's umpire was awesome. He wasn't giving anything off the plate away from me. And so I was able to really eliminate that and seeing everything over there. And I was seeing the ball well. And I had a few guys before the game tell me that, yeah, they were just pitching everything away to left-handers. And so I was making sure to see it in and see it up. And I was able to draw my walks. And hopefully I'll do some more damage next time. I'll take the free passes all day.
Oh, we'll get some hits here the next time. I know they're coming.
Absolutely.
Cam, thank you for joining us. And we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you.
That's Cam Hoyland joining us here on the Apple Sox postgame show. He went four scoreless innings, three hits, no walks,
and 4 strikeouts. Great work from Hoyland. He did not pick up the win with not going into the 5th, but gave the Apple Sox every chance possible to win this game. And now we're joined by Cade Benavidez in the broadcast booth after he drove in 5 runs. Got off to a great start in the game, Cade. The hit-by-pitch from the bases loaded in the first inning. It feels like every other night you're getting hit by a pitch at this point. You get another one there. Hit a sac fly in the 2nd. Then the 3-run homer in the 8th inning. That one, I saw what the pitch was. It was about, I think, 74 miles per hour up in the zone. Had to feel really good to get one soft coming up that right there in the wheelhouse.
Yeah, it was a changeup up and in. And, I mean, I heard my dad on the on-deck circle, and he just said do some damage. So I just ambushed that first one when it was up and in.
So you have your family up in town for this series. That's got to be pretty special.
Yes, sir. They drove 22 hours, 23 hours.
And you're getting ready for that trek here in a few days, too,
yeah.
Aren't you? So... they gave you a little bit of a scouting report in that sense, but how neat was that to homer in front of them? Because, like we said, with you being this far from home, you haven't had a lot of chances to play in front of family.
Yeah, it's been a while. I mean, I think it's probably been a year and a half since they've seen me hit a home run probably in person. So that was good. Xander actually just brought that up, but yeah, it's been a while.
That's a special moment. Your second home run of the summer. How neat is it to at least be able to get one? Man, you still got 2 more games to play before you're done, but at least one in this final stretch of games of the summer.
Yeah, hopefully I get it. Maybe one more before I leave with 2 more games left. But, I mean, I just want to keep swinging it.
When you look back at what you've done this summer, and again, you're not finished, still with 2 more games, but looking at this month of June, what are things you're really proud of that you did here in Wenatchee?
I think being in the lineup every day, it's something that I've never done before, and so it takes a toll on you mentally for sure. Just trying to deal with failure and just trying to stay level-headed and just keep competing and just make like quick adjustments because you're playing the next day. So I really enjoyed it, and I still got 2 more games left, but that's what I like the best about this summer.
How fun has it been adding some guys into the fold? I know you're only going to get to work with them briefly, but you get an electric guy like Cam Hoyland to come in and shove here today. It has to be kind of nice for you seeing, okay, they have some other guys coming even once I do leave.
Yeah, it's nice. I mean, he came and filled up the zone today. I mean, especially in this league with the wood bats and then the ball doesn't really fly too much. I mean, as long as you fill it up, get ground balls, let the defense work, get your strikeouts, I mean, that's all you could wish for right there.
Worked out pretty well, and you guys were efficient throughout this game from start to finish. We had seen in the series with wall-to-wall, the hits came early, the runs really came early, but that was something you were trying to do as a team throughout tonight's game, score each inning, score, threaten every inning as well. You did that. Was there something you felt like maybe changed for you or other guys at the plate?
Yeah, I think like on that sac fly, I knew bases were loaded, and we've been just talking about like situational hitting and keeping it simple, and because I remember, I think in Walla Walla, I struck out with bases loaded or runners on second and third just when there was, like, no outs, and I could have just probably had a ground ball pop up, fly out, whatever, and I would have had an RBI. But really in that second at-bat today, I just was thinking about keeping it simple and then just doing what's best for the team.
And it worked out well, obviously cashing in that moment. Cade, a heck of a night for you. This was a lot of fun to watch. Nice to see you get at least one more home run, looking for one more these next 2 days.
Yes, sir.
Xander Orejudo, Apple Sox assistant coach, joins us now, and we were just saying it a moment ago, Xander, this is the type of outing that you love from your guys at the plate, threatening every inning, scoring runs early and often. Had to be pretty proud of this effort from start to finish.
Yeah, it was a good night, offensively and defensively. Off the mound, obviously, we took care of business, but if you're looking at the lineup here, looks like just about everyone scored a run for us. Minimal Ks and quality at-bats if you're looking at my hand, so it was a good night.
Yeah, lots of like in that regard. We see lots of tally marks. We're going to have to explain that to more people. We've talked about it before, but fun to see guys putting together the at-bats that you're satisfied with. Have to talk about just the elements of the offense here, the patience at the plate, which has been a theme all summer, willingness to be able to take bags, which we're starting to see a little bit more recently. Aiden Doherty had 3 steals in this game. It feels like everything is slowly really coming together offensively, where there were times when this team was really winning where it felt like you were almost saying, we're winning, but I want more. Where tonight, I feel like you can look at this and go, that's a little more like it.
Yeah, so like I just explained to you, when we got Cade Benavidez, our 3-hole hitter all year so far, when we got him moving down in the lineup, you know, that's a good sign. We got some new faces in the lineup, hungry, and we got some old faces still coming through for us, so it's been good.
Talk to me about what you saw from James Castagnola. He had 2 walks, a hit by pitch. He warned us before the game. He said, boy, I might be a little rough. It's been a couple of weeks since I've been in game action, but to draw a couple of walks and, you know, wear one for the team, probably a good start, even if he can't get a hit.
I think for him, that's slow. And for the average player, it's probably a good night, but for him, that's pretty slow. And you can just see him in BP and pregame. Like, he's a big league guy. You know, he goes about it the right way. He's faced good pitching and good opponents all year at Irvine. So, yeah, I'm excited to see him grow the next couple games, next couple series.
Looking forward to that as well. Roberto Gonzalez had a pretty great night again in the leadoff spot. He left a little bit early in that seventh inning. Everything all right with him, or is he just banged up at all?
Yeah, at school he had a little hand injury, and we saw that he was shaking his hand on a ball that he laid out for in center field. So we just didn't want to risk it. You know, with the score being what it was, just was ready to get him out.
Nice to get him a little bit of a breather there, but he's really provided a nice presence atop this lineup, hasn't he?
Yeah, he sprays the ball to all fields. He runs well. He can bunt. So he's a pretty generic stock leadoff guy, and he's fit right in well for us.
It's a different type of leadoff guy compared to what Hartman and Doherty were, where those guys, they kind of come up and you're thinking every swing of the bat, those guys could go extra bases, maybe get a hold of one and send it out. It's like Gonzalez is the guy where, you know, he can get extra bases, but it feels like you're intentionally looking at him to get on base, wreak havoc on the base paths, set the table for Hartman, Doherty, and the other big dogs.
Yeah, he's pretty pesky, so it's nice to have our guys, Max and Doherty, hitting behind a guy who's already on base all the time. So,
looking to try and win this series against Kelowna on Tuesday night at the second game at 6:35. What do you guys need to do to put together back-to-back wins against them and take this series, knowing just how important this series based on what happened is, just based on what happened the last six games before this?
Yeah, so, I mean, the last six games, obviously, you look at the scorebook, they've been tough. I think that the guys have been a little tired lately, which is understandable with 2 days off in the month, but getting these new guys in here, haven't played in a while, maybe a couple months or minimal at-bats in the years, but getting new guys in the lineup, fresh legs, fresh arms, it's been good.
Looking forward to this. Should be a good game tomorrow. We get to see a guy who you're pretty familiar with, Hunter Gibson, coming out of the bump. How excited are you about having him back?
I'm so excited. I haven't seen him in probably a year, or maybe even two. It's been a while, wow. So I'm excited to see him. I think he had a pretty good year at Colorado. So, yeah, I'm excited to see how he's improved and his fire that he brings to the game.
Should be a lot of fun seeing him pitch again. X-Man, thank you as always for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time, buddy.
Thanks, Joel.
That's Xander Orhudo, Apple Sonics assistant coach, joining us. Got an extra bedroom in your house? Consider hosting an Apple Sox player this summer. Wenatchee Apple Sox players come to the Apple capital of the world from all across the country and need homes to stay in. Players are great role models for children and can become your new favorite player to root for at each home game. The Apple Sox thank host parents by giving them free season tickets. To learn more about becoming a host parent, please email info@applesox.com. Apple Sox games are the perfect summer plan for kids of all ages. Kids 11 and younger get in free for all 31 home games this summer thanks to the Wenatchee Valley YMCA. Simply come to the ticket booth with your youngster to get in for free, or use the code APPLEKIDS at checkout while purchasing tickets online at applesox.com/schedule. While you're at it, check out applesoxcamps.com to sign up for youth clinics with our players and coaches this summer. I'm Joel Norman, and we're chatting with a newcomer to the Apple Sox, James Castagnola. James, you're a guy from UC Irvine. We have to ask, because two great players with us in the last 2 years from the Anteaters. We had Frankie Carney last year, Joichiro Oyama. You got a chance to play with them. What has that been like?
It's awesome. I mean, coming here after them, I definitely got some shoes to fill, so excited for that. But they're both great guys, and playing with them is awesome.
What are they like as teammates overall? They're pretty fun guys to have here. I imagine they've got to be a lot of fun, that team you guys had there.
Yes, yeah, no doubt. They definitely liven up the clubhouse, and it's always fun when they're around, that's for sure.
Tell me what they told you about Wenatchee, what to expect here playing for the Sox and for Mitch Darlington.
They told me great atmosphere, great fans, great teammates, and just a lot of fun traveling and being with the boys.
What are you looking forward to the most? You played in the Northwoods before, too, if I'm not mistaken. What are you looking forward to about this summer in Wenatchee?
I just like the summer ball feel of everything. Coming, playing some relaxed baseball, having fun, and just going out there every day and playing the game I love.
How fun is that to play every single day compared to the college season, where I imagine when you guys are rolling really well, you want to be playing every day?
Yeah, it's definitely a good feeling to come back out and be able to use my skills to help a team win. So it's just something you want to do, you look forward to every day when you go to bed. So, yeah, it's great.
Jumping right in, you're batting cleanup, playing at third base here today. Tell us what we can expect out of you when you step up to the dish.
You know, not playing in games in a little bit, so jumping right in. I'm excited for sure, a little nervous, but looking for some just hard contact and make all the plays that I need to make and help this team win.
What's the biggest thing you think you provide to this team? We mentioned you're playing at third. We know you can play a little middle infield as well.
I think coming from Irvine, we're a very smart school when it comes to baseball, so I feel like my game sense, my knowledge of the game will definitely help be a leader on the field, and then obviously bat in the lineup, hopefully get it rolling when we need it.
Talking to James Castagnola ahead of his Apple Sox debut, and James, I always love to ask guys, is there anyone on this team you knew coming in, or is this a whole slate of guys you've never played with before?
No, it's a fresh slate. I knew guys from last year, and I have some guys I've already met that go to schools around where I'm from, San Diego, so not completely new. They got some mutual friends, but yeah, I don't know anyone. So
fun way to learn though on the fly. What'd you do in the Northwoods last year to maybe learn guys' names a little quicker?
Just kind of meeting everybody, shaking everyone's hands, make sure to repeat their name so I try to remember it. But you know, it takes a few weeks before you get everyone completely dialed in your memory.
Absolutely. I imagine that's got to be the toughest part. You head, maybe you're fielding ground balls. You got to learn tendencies with guys who you're throwing to, don't you?
For sure. I mean, you got to know what other infielders like, what they don't like, and kind of roll with that.
Tell me about your season with UC Irvine. You guys had such a fun campaign. I felt like you got robbed a year ago of going to the NCAA tournament. Got a chance to go, though, this time.
Yeah, I mean, sitting in our media room watching the selection show 2 years ago was tough. We thought we deserved to be there, but obviously we didn't do enough. So coming into this year, we had a chip on our shoulder to get back there, and we did. And then going to the regional this year it was awesome. What an experience.
What was your favorite moment maybe at playing in the regional? I don't know how many people know just how special an NCAA regional is to get to play in.
I mean, I came into one of the Tulane games, and I mean, playing in front of a ton of people, and the atmosphere really is just having the team rally around you and really cheer you on was something I'll never forget.
One of the fun things I like with summer ball is a lot of guys will talk about it's the first time they played in front of a large crowd. You've done that, I imagine, in the Northwoods. You did it at the NCAA tournament. How much of an adjustment maybe was that the first time playing in front of a big crowd that whether you come up to hit, maybe cheering, or maybe they're cheering for something else, it's got to be a little intimidating at first.
Oh, no doubt. The first time, I mean, coming from Irvine, we get maybe 800 people on a good day. So going to summer ball and then obviously regional, I mean, playing in front of thousands was something I never dreamed of, or never thought I could do, but it was a dream come true. And I mean, of course, there's nerves there, but it's fun.
Absolutely. Well, James, good luck here tonight. Looking forward to seeing what you can do.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Wenatchee improves to 15-7. Kelowna drops to 7-12 as the Apple Sox will look to try and take this series against the Falcons when they face them again on Tuesday night at 6:35 p.m. at Paul Thomas Senior Stadium.